Okay, so we're holding in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel, Amud Beis. I think we got to all around Shesuyayin. I'll just start from Shesuyayin, around five lines from the bottom. So one of the things which was Chayiv Misa Dishamayim was someone who came in, who did Avodah while he was intoxicated, but it doesn't really mean totally shikur. Means just drinking at least a revius, I think. Shesuyayin, Iksiv Yayim, Ashechar Altesh. That says v'lo yisamuso. Okay, so the next thing in the brayta was upruy roish, someone that does avoida, a kohen does avoida with long hair that was not cut within 30 days. So where's the mekar for that? Tiksiv roisham loy galechu. So it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. It says they should not cut their hair. That means they shouldn't cut the kehan. It's referring to the kehan. The kehanim should not cut the hair with a razor. Thing number one. Upera lo yishalechu. And they should not let their hair grow long. Ksid basrei, and it says afterwards, the pasuk v'yayin lo yishtu. They should not even drink wine. Iskish perui roish l'shtuyayin. It's a hekish of perui roish, someone who has long hair, to someone who drank wine. Mash suyayin misa, just like someone who drank wine, drank wine, and then he goes and does avodah in the mikdash, he gets misa, af puroish from misa. Someone also who has long hair is going to get michayev misa if he does avodah. So, first things first. We're bringing a pasuk here from Yechezkel. There's like two. The Gemara before says it wasn't. Before Yechezkel, like, was it Aster? Were they Aster to have long. Was the guy in Aster do avoda with long hair before Yechezkel came around?
So the Gemara
in the Chavvei thing it was said the Lachem Eish Misina, and Yechezkel came it was just a smachta from Yechezkel. Really, it's Lachem Eish Misina. That's thing number one you have to know in the sugya. Question number two is why are we going to Yechezkel to bring a pasuk? It's a pasuk in Parshas Shmini after Nadav Avihu got killed. So it says Vayomer Moshe el Aaron Elazar Lisamar Banav Rashechem Asifro Uvigdichem Leisifraim Leisamusu. So it says over there Vakol Yidikzayv Achim Nizif Kesreiv Hashasar Hashem. So it says we have often a pasuk over there that we can learn from. I think.
What does it say there?
It doesn't say. I'm not sure if it says exactly. When we pass the Ramel, it says Upentamusu. It says then maybe you'll die.
Now, so, death there means for sure. Is this Shemayim?
Chayram. So the Rishayim and they all ask. This is the kasha that everyone asks. Basically, the basic heritage you could give is dear the Rasha. Dear, you would think because Zavelis. The reason why you can't, a person can't let the hair grow long there was because while they're avol, we don't want them showing any signs of avelus. You, Elazar v'Yisamar, you shouldn't show any signs of avelus. Mashiach, let's say a regular guy who's not an avol, 20 years late, whenever during the Beis Hamikdash, and he just has long hair pulled. So maybe you would think that he could do avol with long hair. It's not an iser, only by an avol. So therefore, we can't learn out from that pasuk, or they say it could be a tzairah shah over here. Therefore, you can't. You know, the Gemara doesn't bring down this pasuk.
The other way, there is a rasha.
It's like two. There's two tracks. The rasha is one thing over there.
Then avel cannot have long hair when he's doing avoda.
Correct.
First of all, can avel do avoda?
Avel could. Einan can't. We'll see.
Okay, then avel could do it. Okay. But what I'm bothered by is there the same iser by a shaved head? Is that also chavis b'shemayim?
A shaved with a razor, you want to know?
Well, whatever this means over here, Rosham Loi Galech, I don't know what that means exactly. Let's just say
that means with a razor.
That means, it always says here that.
Through a rush. Here we're talking about through
a
rush.
Right. Was that same halacha by a guy gets a baldy?
Anyways, I don't know. I have to check back on that.
Same pasuk, same hekish, right?
Right. Yeah, but I don't want, you know. Just interesting here. Let's see. The Rambam brings down the pasuk here from Parshas Shmini when he passes the halacha, and he also says if they go with ribbed clothing, Yechayiv. I think it means to be Shemayim, he says. Also. Well, and his Mekar is from this Pasuk. So they all ask, the Chara and the Rambam, like, the Gemara doesn't bring down this Pasuk, so why are you bringing down this Pasuk? So Rabban Taki argues, and he holds that rib clothing is not, you're not Chayiv, Misudei Shemayim on that. So it's just interesting that how the Rambam learns out the Sugi here from this Pasuk and not from the Pasuk in Yechazkel. Okay, so now that
it's not particularly germane, but one could learn, seems like one could logically think that if you serve with long hair, so you're in that state while you're serving. However, the Kohen who shaves his head, so he has a law for shaving his head, just like any Jew has a law.
Right.
But serving after that, what shaykhus would that have to the serving? So here starts going back as soon as after you finish shaving. What shaves it anymore after that?
You're saying since his hair is, I'm saying, you're saying that. But he still is here. Is okay? You're saying that it's just the issur is that right? That original cutting.
No,
I hear the chiluk you're saying.
The issur was like long hair.
Yeah.
The issur is upon.
Right.
The shaving of the head. The person shaves his head has payas. He has payas. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Before, unfortunately, shaved head. Is there issur?
No issur. The guy wants to get a zero with leaving big payas.
Yeah.
No issur.
But here,
I don't think even by Rosh and Megalekli, I think that means you have to do the whole.
That's a complete. That's what it says here. Completely.
Completely. Over top and all sides. A marine haircut.
Sides also.
But it says completely.
Oh, okay. So then, you're getting the same. Well, that's an issur. Oh, that's a double. So you're getting the pasul. This is kind of like Megalekli is regular for everybody. Yeah. Plus, you're getting a double whammy on this.
Yeah. Okay, so the Bryce has said Viter, that Arum, or Oinon, and Oinon is someone who's one of his, as they call it, his father died, and within that day, he wasn't buried, even if he was buried, but that first day of, that is Nifter, Yoshiv, and someone does Avodah while he's sitting, Vazhara. They only get Azhara. We'll see if they get Malchus or not. So Arul we know. Where do we know that Arul? So Rashi learns that Arul is the person here that his brothers died machlas mila. Therefore he didn't do a bris. Taisa says that no, that does not have a din of Arul. Someone's brothers died machlas mila is not enough to make him an Arul. It has to be a guy that's like, scared to do a bris or something like that. So Arul we know on Amar Chizda, David Zeh Mitaris Moshe, Ben Leilamanu. We didn't learn it from the Torah of Moshe. Ad Shabai Yichaskel Muzi, Tzu Yichaskel Kain Vilamanu, and we learned it. The pasuk says, "Kol Ben Nechar," a Ben Nechar, which means a Kohen who's a Mumer Tavay Dzaram, Kohen Shulman, and Arul Leiv, the Arul Baser, Lo Yave Al Mikdashi. So Arabasa Rashi explains is referring to that his brothers died in Machlas Mila. So they cannot go in the Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah. So Rashi, okay, let's see Rashi here. Ben Nechar, Koyin Mumer LaAvodis Kechavim, or they change in the bottom to Koyin Meshumin, Shu Arolev, he's Arolev, and his Snakru Maisav LaAvishuvashamayim, and his Maisim are like a Nechar, not a nechar for his father in Shemai. Varo Basar, Shemesu Achim Machlas Mila. His brother died, Machlas Mila. And just, the Kasha and, okay, forget. Lo Yavoi, Vainu Azhar Midivri Kabbalah. That's the Azhar Midivri Kabbalah of Amma. The Lo Yavoi Allah. And you do not get Machlas on this. So Rashi is telling you over here that Arum, we said is Bazhar, it's only Azhar, there is no Machlas. For a Kayin Aro, a does avoid that he will not get Malchus, all he's getting is Azhara. Ramam argues. Ramam holds that he does get Malchus, and I think his reason is, they explain this because Lamaisa, this guy, is. He has a din of a Ben Necher. He's din of a Zar. Anyone that's not fit to do the Avodah has din of a Zar. So a Zar that does avoid also is going to get, is at least going to get Malchus. I think that's what his reason was. Yeah, because Zora did avoid it. Even though Zora really gets mitzvah, but at least he's going to get some At least you see the Rambam is going to get Malkus. Now, like Rashi holds, you do not get Malkus at all. Oinon, so that's how we learned the Aral. Back in the Gemara's second line, how do you know Oinon? Minalon. Tiksiv, umina migdash la yetzei. Vloyichalos migdash alaykov. This is talking about a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol does have Oidom. Kohen Gadol is the Oinon. He does not have to go out and stop doing it avodah while he's the oinon. The Gemara is going to make a diik ha'acher, anybody else that shelo yatzei didn't leave the base of Mikdash and did avodah, he's chilal. He would mechal avodah and he's going to get an azhar. Okay, so that's Amalei Rav Adam Neravam v'neilev chilul chilul mitruma. Let's go back and learn chil v'chil v'truma. The pasuk says min ha'mikdash lo yetzei v'lo yichal. So instead of learning out and making a deek, ha'achash lo yatzei chilel, learn out from chil v'chil. Before we know from the beginning of the Gemara that someone who eats truma while he is tamei gets mitzvah b'dei shemayim, and that's because it says over there o'meitzvah b'dei ki yichaluhum. So you're also, instead of making this roundabout deek, learn it straight from truma. Malalon b'misav, just like over there you get misam. Afkam b'misav. So you also say that here you should get misa. Here we're only saying by a oinon. He gets azharam. Maybe mostly get is a la malchus. We should learn it straight all the way from misam. So the Gemara says mik siv bein digufe. Does it say over here by a kain hege v'loichal miklal akasi? We're only learning out from a klal. It says that by a Kohen Gadol, he does not have to go out and he will not be Mechal. So we come and make a Diyik, a Kohen Hegin, he will be Mechal. So we're coming off a Diyik. The whole Kohen Hegin is coming from a Limud. Chadav Rabam Menechlal, anything you learn out from a Klal, ain't done nice with Gzeir Shav. Cannot learn out from a Gzeir Shav. So therefore, I cannot learn out from Trum over here to be Mechayev the guy Misa, since it doesn't say by actual Kohen Hegin like Chal. All it says is by a Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Gadol to Kohen Hegi is like a limud. I'm not going to learn out from there. What do you mean? Kohen Gadol, it says he min hamikdash lo yetzei v'lo yichal. Doesn't have to go.
Right.
Midai Kohen Hegi does have to, but does it say the word yichal by Kohen Hegi? Does it say the word Yechal by Kohen Hegid? It's only written by Kohen Gadol.
Right.
So since it's only written by Kohen Gadol, I can't learn out from Kohen Gadol. You can't say he's Chayav Misa, because I know Kohen Gadol could stick around there. Yeah? Yeshu Minol. Where do we know who someone does Avodah while he's sitting, not standing, he's in Yechayav Azhara? Amar Rava, Amar Nachman, Amar Krom. Says in the pasuk, Kivoy Bachar Hashem Alekecha Mikol Shvatachol. The Kohen was chosen from all the Shvatim, Lamoid, to stand up L'Sharis. The Gemara says, Lamida Bachartis, do avoida standing, that's what he was chosen. Loi Yeshiva, not for doing avoida sitting down. Okay, let's see Rashi's here. Rashi's the second wide line. Umina Mikdash Lo Yetzik. Koimer, Afal Bishem Mesu Avima, even Rachman's son, his father and mother died, Ein Sarach Lotzis Min HaMikdash, he does not have to go off in the Mikdash, Shem Yavoyin, if he does Avoyda, Lo Yichal, it's not going to be Mechal. HaKoyin Acha Shlo Yatzam, another Koyin that didn't go out, Chilo, it would be Mechol. Miksu B'Gufei, Miksu B'Koyin Hedye Gufei Chilo, doesn't say, Mechal B'Koyin Gadol, the Ksibi Ainan, Vein Machal, because we're only learning out from a cloud Kohen Gadol that says that's not Machal, so we're learning out from there. Loili Shiva, Kiva and Deloi Nivchar, Havali Kizar. Now, once he's only chosen to do Avoid of standing. Once he's doing Avoid while he's sitting, he has Din of Azar. O Parak Beis Zvachim Raminan. In the second Parak of Zvachim, we ask like this, Michti. Yoishev, someone who's doing Avoid while he's sitting, is like a czar, dummy. He's like a czar, like a non-kayin. Umeichal avoida, and he's mechal avoida. Eba b'misa hu kizar. Let's say maybe she gets misa just like a zar gets misa. Zar, we know, we've been saying all along, gets misa. So here also, since the yoshev has a din like a zar, this yoshev should also get misa. Aloma tanya in a misa. That's how we learned in the Brayse, it doesn't get misa. Dear v'hasa mefarag, well, the Gemara over there answers, mishum to have a zar, the shaloi rachat yidayim raglayim, and someone who didn't do rachit yidayim raglayim, ushisu yayin, and someone who did avodah while he's intoxicated, shloisha ksuvim abayim kechot. They are three ksuvim that come together, the ksuvim hu misa, the aim landon. The rule is when you have three ksuvim that come and say the same thing together, you can't learn out two anywhere else. So here the reason why you can't learn out that yoshev should be chai misa is because you can't learn out from Zohar, because Zohar is one of the Shleishik Su and Bam Kachar, and you wouldn't be able to learn out from there. Okay. So those are that was the Makar for Aral, Oynon, Yoshem, and Azhar. And the Brysik continued, a Baal Mum that does Avodah, a Kohen, who's a Baal Mum. So Rebbe says you get Misa, the Chacham said you get Azhar. So Zok the Gemara, Ba'amon Rebbe Yerim Misa, V'chamon Mazhar, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that he holds the Ba'amon gets Misa V'dishamayim? Niksiv, Achal HaPerkis Lo'yavoy, he's talking about by the Mumim of the Kohen, says he should not go to the Perkis, V'amizveach Lo'yikrav, the Pasuk finishes off, V'lo'yichal. Let me just see the end of the Pasuk. This is the parsha, the beginning that talks about mumim by a kohen. So it says in the end, "Lo yichalos mikdashai." Should not be mechalos my mikdash. You want to know what I mean? Is there a difference? Well, Rashi explains it over here. Parichas is to spritz the seven hazois,
no,
right?
That's not the same when it says it.
Parichas is one avoda.
When it says avoral basher lo yavol mikdashi,
right?
I mean, you can do parochas, but you can't do something else.
I don't think so. I mean, theory can't come at all. Sure, don't come at all into my general. Don't come at all into my mikdash to do any avoda.
And this one over here.
So here we're in. So there it says parochas. You want? I'm not sure why it says book.
And then it ends up with
Leichal. Yeah. Okay, it's a dig. I'm not sure. So the yalav chiluchil mitruma. Learn out chiluchil mitruma. Ma'ala la in the misa. Just like over there, it's gonna get me. The guy gets misa. If someone eats truma while the person is tamei. Afkam Misa, also over here, the person who does a Baal Mum, who does a Void, is going to get Misa. Frank the Gemara, the famous question that we're having in the past day and a half already, Venelos Chilul Chilul Mi Nicer, learn out from Nicer. Nicer you get Kares. Here also guys should get Kares. So after the Gemara, Mistabra Mi Truma Havlein Melos. It's more Mistabra to learn out from Truma. She came Psul Haguf. Because why? The Baal Mum is a psul on the guf. The guf of the guy is the Baal Mum. Truma, the guy himself, Baal Mum is a psul guf, and by truma also, the truma itself is a good truma. His guf is possible because he's tummy. So if I rather learn out from truma, which is psul guf, also Baal Mum is also psul guf. That's the one it says in the Habmina right now. What's this fakir? Adarabba. Me nice to have little milf. It's better to learn out from nicer. Can kodesh. They're both the one that the ktusha. Kachim dika stuff. Ba'amum is the gabi kachim doing avoida, and nicer is the gabi kachim. Pnim is done inside the base of mingdush. Mashing and truma is not inside the base of mingdush. Pig over nicer. They're both shaykh to have pig over nicer. Mash Enkein Truma does not have Pigol and Nicer.
What is Kodesh?
I know, sir. It's they get to Kachim. Truma is not Kachim. Truma is Truma.
Oh, right.
So the Chayah have four and one. Four reasons to be Medama to Noisa as opposed to the one reason of Psulago for Truma. So the Gemara says like this, Elam Mitame Shishim Yish Gomer. I'm going to learn out from a Tame that does Avoida. A Tame that does Avoida, we know it gets Misam Bidei Shemayim. That was also down the line learned out from Truma, but the Maisa I know Tame Shishimesh gets me some. There's a Psu HaGuf, Mi Psu HaGuf. Because Tame Shishimesh is also a Psu HaGuf, just like Baal Mum is. So fine, so I have that dimion of Psu HaGuf. And then I'm also going to have Kodesh Pnim, it's Davar Kachim. Pnim is done inside the Beit HaMikdash because of the Tame Shishimesh. And Pigol and Isu. Mikaydish Pnim Pigol Noisa. I can learn also those four. I get back on my side now. If I'm learning from Tamei Shishimish, I'm going to get those four milas. Plus, I'm going to have the mila of Psul Haguf. Right? So, therefore, I'm not going to learn out from Noisa. Because I have that mila here of Psul Haguf plus those four. The kasha is over here. So I used to ask basic kasha. What's the lashon over here? Achal apredes liyavoi v'amazbech ligash kimumboi v'lo yichalel. What does it say by truma? And you're coming learning out from truma before. The word is v'lo yichmeisuboi ki yichaluhu. By neisor, what does it say? Lashon lo yichalel as a lashon yachid. Okay, so before we said we'd rather learn out from Lashon Yachid to Lashon Yachid. The Gemara before said better, the final knockout for a bunch of those was Chil D'Rabim and Chil D'Rabim Mother. I read. Well, it was over here. Ravina was the Chil D'Rabim, and over here the Gemara said, see, everybody is Chil D'Rabim and Chil D'Rabim Mother. So if I'm telling you before that it's better, so Ichalu to Ichalu is better, so for sure Ichalu to Ichalu should also be better. Why am I using over here that Psul HaGuf and I'm going to knock off Noiser? Like, make up your mind. If before Chil D'Rabim is better, so here also Chil D'Yachid should also be better. Why switch around? That's the type.
Even if the other side would have like five more, Chil is more Mistavra. Unless that's all it had, the other has five going for it. It doesn't matter, the Chil Yachin and Chil Rabim is overdoes it.
Well, this case over here, the case before by Tamei Shishimesh against Neisser, didn't Neisser have more?
I thought it was
two Pshatim. I didn't remember. That's Amal. There's two Gemaras. There's one Gemara on Alves and one Gemara on Beis, but they're both using that what's his name? That limud of Chil D'Rabim. Second, so I'm not sure what he ends with saying. So he just says that Psul HaGuf of Avoida is better than if Psul HaGuf of Avoida is better. He doesn't really say why. That's the kasha is the sugya is Aaron. You're not being consistent on what's like a knockout punch and what's not. Is before if Chil D'Rabim is good, so then Chil Yachid should also be good here, and if it's not good over there, then you should have to get something else over there. That's what Taisa's Kash is. And Taisa's Rasul Ella. Okay, so basically, Rebbe learns that you get Misa, because you learned, end up learning out from Baal Mum. From Tamei Shishimish, which was learned out from Truma. Rabbanon, how the Rabbanon know you only get Azara? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Boy, Vloy, Baal Mum. It says, boy, where's the pasuk boy? By Truma it says, umesu boy ki chalu. So I'm going to learn out from boy only there, and not by a Baal Mum. A Baal Mum will not get misa. Okay, so let's see Rashi over here. This is one Rashi. I'm going to call boy, the Truma, the misa, the kulinani minegami. We're all learning out from there. Vas the boy lemiute. The boy can't even mind. Vloy bamum. And not a bamum. Umistavra bamum who to come in mind. it's more mistaver that a baal mum shememayit v'loy tamim tfuyoyim, not tamim tfuyoyim shehein psul tumah misam. They are psul tumah b'misam. Okay. So the writer had a case of someone who does me'ilam b'mezid. So someone does who's nena from hektish b'mezid. He had enough from hektish. So Rebbe says b'misa, you get misa. Chacham ma'irin ba'azhara. The Chacham say all you get is a azhara, is a lav. My time in the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe? Amar avo, zok ravo, gamar chayt chayt mitrumam. You learn out chayt chayt mitrumam. Mal alon b'misa. Just like over there, it says misa, which is misa d'shmaim. Afkam b'misa. Here also, it's going to be misa. So here, the Gemara is not going to ask from Nisa, because Nisa, you don't have the word chayt. So only over here, you'll be fine. You learn out from truma, chayt chayt atkam. Rabban Ami, Rabban say Amar Kro. Pasuk says boy, v'loy milo. Have a drasha boy and not for milo. So milo, you will not get misa b'dei shemaim. All you're going to get is an azhara. So let's see Rashi. Gamar chayt chayt mishuma milo k'sivba v'cheta b'shkaga. Pasuk lo yisu alav chayt u'mesiba ki chalu. So fine, it's like learn out from chayt chayt. Boy, v'loy milo. Okay, so this is the drasha of Rabbanan. U'mimisa l'chudahu d'mimayit. All your mimayit here is for misa. The gavim misa with the k'sib boy. But misa is where it says boy. Av azhara, but the azhara, the lav, migmar gomer. I think they changed the gears to migmar gomer. You learn out, lehezib b'mila b'gzer shava. Chayt chayt mitruma. I'm still going to have to learn out from chayt chayt mitruma that you are going to get azhara, a lav. So basically, see Rashi, I'm learning out from Chayv Chayv Mitruma the lab, but I'm not able to learn out the Chayv Misa from there. The Rambam learns that he has an interesting pasuk here. He says Azhara from Mi'ila is to the pasuk Leisucha Alecho B'Sherecha, and he says Mipia Shmuel Amnu that the pasuk says in the Recha later on that's an Azhara for someone who eats. Someone eats the oilam, and also someone that has all kachim that he's not allowed to. If he's not allowed to eat, side kachim is vech, side kachim is bedek abayis. If he has enough from it, he's going to be over this iser of leisucha alechem b'sherechem. So he has a total different makar. Our makar is if he Rashi, you learn out from chaim and shuma. Here the Rashi, the Rambam is going to learn a pasuk by Maisa Sheini, like Sukha Lacha B'Sherecha, Masa, the Gan, for the whole business. So over there, that is his Makar to teach you that you get a lav, someone's Mayo Behektish, you're going to get a lav from there. So the Kasha they ask, and there it says, Lashon Achil over there. It doesn't say Lashon Mahana. So where is the Rambam's Makar for Hana? If your makar is like sucha lechem b'sherecha, that's very nice for eating. But for hana, where do you know that from? So that the mafarshim, there's a few different mahalach, and the basic mahalach is that either you learn out anytime it says achila is you have a rule. I think it's from Moshia in the Gemara that anytime it says the word achila, it means lav dafka achila could also mean iser hana. So like sucha lecho could also mean iser hana.
I thought that was like yeah, what's that word?
Right, that's the Gemara I'm stuck. Exactly.
Is that all words, or
is
it the Yachel and
the... To be all Lashonis of Achila.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Add count to that Rambam. Viter. The Mishnah said a case... What? I finished Rabbanah. Rabbanah, you crow, boy, let me go. You get only by Truma, but not from Milo. You get Misa. So the Mishnah, the last case, getting back to our original Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Zar Shishimish B'Mikdash, a Zar that did avoid the B'Mikdash. Rabbi Kiva says, you get Chenek, and Chama says, you get Misa B'Dei Shemai. So now the Gemara is going to bring down a third Shita and all the Mikdash. So Zar Shishimish B'Mikdash, Tanya, Evraisa, Bishmal Aymer, Bishmal says, Nemar Khan, says over here, the Azor HaKarev Yumaz, The pasuk says, "Any zar that does avoid them, he will die." V'nemar lahalon says also before, "Kolakarev hakarev mishkan Hashem yamus." So there it's talking about that the Bnei Yisrael came to Moshe and said they were scared after Ma'ase Korach and the 250 people that got burnt up. So they said anyone that's going to come to the Mikdash, they're going to surely die. So what does it mean, Yamos? Just like a Ma'al HaLon B'dei Shemayim, just like over there by 250 people by Korach, it was Misa B'dei Shemayim. Afkam B'dei Shemayim. Also over here, it's going to be Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Azara Karv, you must, is learned now from Yamos by not the Bnei Korach, the 250 people there that they were mocked of the Kedairis. Just like they got Misa B'dei Shemayim, so here also, any Zara that does that void is going to get Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Rabbi Kiva says, Nemer Kan V'Azara Karv, you must. It says over here, Azara Karv, you must. Anyone that comes close to avoid it is going to get killed. V'Nemer Alon, V'Anovi Ahu, the Navi, talk about a Navi Sheker. That says, Nevu B'Sheker, yeah. Mahu, you must. He shall be, or the person that has his dream of trying to get the people to go off the Derech, he shall die. Mal Alon, B'Skila, just like over there, this Navi Sheker gets Skila. So Afkam B'Skila. So the Kiva is a new Misa. Our Mishnah just said, the Kiva says Chenek. So we have a Bryce over here telling you that the Kiva holds you are going to get Skila. And you learn now from Navi Sheker. Just like Navi Sheker gets Skila, it says Yumas over there. Here also we're going to learn out Yumas to give you Misa. The Skila.
It's a whole different argument.
What do you mean?
In other words, anytime it says you must, you can take a Shabbat.
I could learn. Well, the fact is, ask everybody, what are you asking? Ask it a little.
Why Dafka from Navi Sheker? In other words, there are some places that can talk as you must.
Right. So that's the Rashash's Kash over here. Rashash asks, Lechara, why are we going? I'm not sure if he asked it on this point, anymore. I may ask it a little later in this Gemara. One second, let me see again. Yeah, he asked on the Vayetzev Gemara, but he said he can ask you over here also. We have Kol Eitzev Melacha Yumas, V'Nakvay Shem Yumas, Maka Adam Yumas. So we'll see. We need to see the next few lines of the Gemara to see how he answers the Kasha. But it's a good Kasha. So far we have either a Makar for Mitzvah Shemayim, or we have a Makar for Skila. Rabbi Yechon Menuri is going to learn like this. Mal halon b'chenek, just like over there, you get chenek, afkan b'chenek. Just like a Navi Sheker is going to get chenek. So here also, this Zara Karev is also going to get chenek. We're going to see in the Gemara, the next line, is the Machlokes that's going to be coming up in the next parak. What exactly does a Navi Sheker get? Does he get chenek or does he get skila? So Rabbi Kiva holds he gets skila, so you're going to learn out here for skila. Rabbi Yechon Menuri says, no, you get chanek. So, I learn back to Zar that's also getting get chanek.
Holds
chanek. Oh, yeah, in the Mishnah, Kiva holds chanek.
Yeah.
Right, so the Gemara, give the Gemara a chanek. Gemara's going to ask that in a second. Everything's going to be explained. My Timifgli, what's the Machlaikis? Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What's the Machlaikis in team Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Shmuel held, you get Misa Shemayim. And Rabbi Kiva held, you get Akiva. Akiva Sava, Akiva felt like this, done in Yumas, Mayumas. I'd rather learn out the word Yumas from Yumas, because it says Vazor HaKariv Yumas, he will die, and then it says Vanavihu Echilema Chaloimahu Yumas. So I'd rather learn out the two similar words of Yumas teach from each other, and not learn Vain done in Yumas Mayumas. I'm not going to learn Yumas from Yumas. Kazir says, Kalakarev HaKarev Mishkan Hashem Yamos. I'd rather learn from the words that are exactly similar than exactly the same as opposed to words that are somewhat similar, not exactly the same. That's the reason of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Shmuel says, Donein Hedyin Mihedyin. I'd rather learn out Hedyin from Hedyin, which means the Hazara Karev Yumas to the other Yamus, which are both talking about Hedyaitim, they ain't done in Hedya Minabi. I don't want to learn out of a Hedya from a Stam person. A Zar is a regular Hedyan. I don't want to learn him to a Navi, from a Navi, because Navi is a more of a Chash of a person. That's Rav Akiva's time. Rav Akiva, Kivin Shadiach, once he went off the Derech, he's trying to get people to go off the Derech, and the Chahedya got him, he said. There is no Hedya that's any, he's no bigger Hedya than him.
So okay, but how does that explain that?
What do you mean? How's it? What do you mean?
That Akiva, you think that that another shekhar is a zohar,
right?
And Mishmal gives him a little bit more credence.
Mishmal doesn't, you know, he doesn't mind. He doesn't care. Mishmal doesn't meshubit to Makiva Svara.
He gives him the name of Navi, even though he's
right. So he's. He could have been Navi. He could have been saying Nebuah for 20 years. And now he's deciding to go off the Derech. So he isn't he is a Navi.
He still remains a Navi even if he does this kind of a bear.
I don't know if they would listen to him anymore. They make, they'd probably kill him if they have good enough aiding, they'll kill him. But just because Rekiva says that reason doesn't mean a Mishmal is a Meshubit to that reason. The Machlekes. It's like any other Machlekes. But getting back to Yakasha that they said before, so there, the reason. Those other psukim is not talking about a hedge. I mean, we're not talking about someone that did something totally, like, from extreme. So let's show the case of, let's pick the case of Mak Adam Yumas, or Kalaisavim Lacha Yumas. We're not talking about a God La Zar that does a Lacha and went off deep end. We're talking about a regular guy that does a Lacha. Here we're talking about a Zar, a non Kayin, who does something totally, it's a total extreme that he shouldn't be doing. Okay, you have another, I missed. So he goes and decides to go totally off the deep end. So there, you could, it's more of a reason to bring down that pasuk of Navi as opposed to bring down sound pasuk of Yumas where it's not so similar to a czar doing Avodah.
Well, that's an. I'll ask a question, really doesn't make sense. If a Navi Shekhar does the Avodah and he's a
czar. You're mixing two things.
Is he
a czar? He's a czar that got the Avodah.
He commits murder. And he's still a Zor, not a Navi. No, I guess I'm asking Rabbi Shmuel again. How do you consider him still a Navi?
Well, he's still.
It's not a very good question.
You find that a case of Yakim before, isn't it? Yakim, that the king, right? That he still, you know, he still had din of it, even though he's a bad king and his skull wouldn't be buried. Still, you do find that. Okay, so getting back to the Gemara, that is how we explain the Machlokes of Yishmael and Rebbe Kiva. Now we have another two sheets here. The Ma'akimifki Rebbe Kiva Rebbe Yechon Menuri. What is the Machlokes in Rebbe Kiva that held you get Skila and Reichon Menuri that held you get Chanek? So after the Gemara, the Plukta the Rebbe Shimon Rabbanan. It's the Machlokes of Rebbe Shimon Rabbanan. The Tanya, learned in the Braisa. Navi Sheidiach Peskila. A Navi that went off the deep end. Means he started doing these Navu Sheker. So what does he get? He gets Skila.
You can't have a Navi Sheidiach start off as a Navi. You can't have a person who just comes out of the blue, was never a Navi before, and he now claims he's a Navi.
Maybe, you know, if he proves himself to be a Navi, he could be a Navi. Right, the pastor says he does different isolates. He says different things that are going to happen. You know.
No, he's just saying that. Let's say you look at Chachila, you can go out as a Navi Sheker.
Yeah.
That's the same halacha.
He's a Navi Sheker. You mean a guy started? He was never a good Navi in the first place.
Right.
See, the Navi business here. We'll see, Mirtz Hashem, that it's going to be. I think he says the Nevuah. His Gufa is Nevuah is Sheker. Navi Ashlech, I'm a Stav and Mashalei Shama, Mashalei Nemrlei. Means he says, yeah, he's going to. We'll see this in Mishnah.
Has to originate as a good Navi before he becomes a Navi Shech.
I don't think so.
He started off with Hamfila as a Navi Shech.
Yeah, he comes and says, I heard from God and do a Vaidazara.
Right.
I don't think he has to have a track. You want to know if he has to have exactly a track record for in Nivu. It means he says one Nivu and it was good, and then three times whatever.
I guess I'm asking Rabbi Yishmael again. No, unless he's a proven Navi, like the king was a proven Navi.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I'll have to check back. And Rishon, we'll get to the Mishnah. We'll see exactly what the story is.
Isn't it the implied in this that he was supposed to get
Navi? Because Navi Shediach. He went up.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah. They're asking, let's say the guy. They're asking, let's say the guy wasn't a good Navi in the first place. He was always. He woke up one morning. He was never Navi. He wasn't.
Then he's not a Navi Shediach. Can't be. Because he wasn't
Navi to serve. Okay, fine. Pass, yep. So Shimon says you get Chanuk. Okay, so basically, so Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri held Lefi, Rabbi Shimon was like Rabbi Shimon, therefore he holds, you get Chanuk. And Rabbi Kiva held, you get Skila. Because Navi Shidich gets Skila. Frech Gemara, your Kasha, Anantanan, our Mishnah Hol says, Rabbi Kiva, I'm Rabbi Chanuk. Kiva says, you get Chanuk. So how can you tell me over here Rekiva gets Skila? Of Mishnah before it says Rekiva gets, I'm sorry, Rekiva here gets Chanek. So Chara over here, how can you tell me gets Skila? So I'm for the Gemara, Trey Tanoi leaves Rekiva. There's two Tanoim arguing in what they heard from the Rebbe of Rekiva. Mastisin, our Mishnah is Rebbe Shimon Valiba the Rekiva. Our Mishnah is like Rebbe Shimon. And he was a Talmud of Rekiva, and he felt that Rekiva held by Navi Sheker, he's going to get some Chanuk. And the Brisa is Rabbanan Valiv Rekiva. That's the Rabbanan Valiv Rekiva. And they felt that they held Navi Sheker at Tzkila. Therefore, they held they get Tzkila. So they put the Rebbe Shita in also by a Zar Shemesh is also going to get Skila. Okay, let's see Rashi here. Mal alon mitzvah de shemayim. The masayim, the chamishim ish, the karach, the srufim sim. The 250 people of karach, they were burnt. Mitzvah de shemayim. I rechem in the read, the svilei navi shediach as a rabbi in the chenek. Navi that makes the rabbi go off gets chenek. We'll come up with Farash Mai Pligi and Leighton will explain what they're arguing. Put the Shim Rabban on Bailey and Asmaki. Mr. Machlekis and Ailin Asmaki, you all have time to crawl. Learn out of the reason from the Pasik. Fatanan, Zor Shashimesh, Kiva Imer Bechanek, Bryce Tanya Kiva Skila. So Bryce the Holes, Kiva gets Skila. Mas Nisin, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Navi Shadiach Bechanek. Navi that when the Madiach people do have a Zara is Bechanek. Zor Shishimesh Mine Gama, you learn out from there. Now, Rav Shimon Tamid Shor Rekiva. Rav Shimon is a Talmud Rekiva. Vamar, he said the Rekiva is Zor Shishimesh Bechenik. Zor Shishimesh gets Chenik. Navi Shidiach is also Bechenik. That's how Rav Shimon learned. Well, Brayso Rabbanan, Brei Machal Kusei Shor Rav Shimon, in that Mishnah, Vafein Tamid Rekiva. They were also Tamid Rekiva. Ha'adi V'armu Mishmoyin, they said from his name, Skila B'tavayu. They said you should get Skila at both of them.
Do you have to say that, or
did you just passion? No, they darshan. That's always Trey Tanai. Did you both hear? Probably not.
Because one
of the Ramar Lerovish.
One?
Okay. Fine, so let's start this, at least the next mission here.
Yeah.
He's like a Macy's. We'll see. You have to go. Let's wait till I tell you. We'll see. Hadron Alach Elohim and Srafim. Okay, Elohim and Achnakim. Let's at least start the mission here. Elohim and Achnakim. These are the ones that get Chenik. We got done saying already Srafa, and then we got Teherig in the mission before. And we got sidetracked by Kippa. So now we're getting back to the fourth Mitzah, which is Chenik. Just choking the guy. So the first one is Hamake Aviv Imay. Someone who hits Aviv, his father, his mother, gets Chenek. And we're going to see he doesn't have to hit both ends, either one. Vigoyin and Nefesh Mi Israel, someone who kidnaps someone from one of the Yidin, And the Gemara is also going to explain, the Mishnah, the next Mishnah is going to be, you have to also, besides kidnapping, you have to make him do work for you. It's not just a loan enough. We'll see, kidnapping is not enough to kill the guy. The Zakin Mamre.
That's the case of kidnapping and selling him?
Right. Right, exactly.
That's not the case?
That's what we're going to see. That's in the Mishnah on Pei Hei Amabes. So I'll see you next week in Mitzvah. We'll see. The Zakin Mamri Alpi Bezin. The Zakin Mamri against Bezin, which means Bezin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, Paskin. Bezin HaGadol in Lishra Kiroz is Paskin something. He was a Zakin, he's a Talmud Chacham. He argued on them. They Paskin against him. He came back to his city. And he still continued paskining his way. He didn't listen to their psak. It's also all these. This is just like a brief summary, and the Mishnayos later on are going to explain with the Gemara each case exactly. The Navi Ashaker and a Navi Shaker. And he comes and says a nevuah in the name of Avodah Zarah. The what?
The second one
is different. No, he just comes in and says, I heard from Mechveis, Yashka to do all, but you know, different.
That's different than
different. Different than Avi Shekhar, yes. Vahabo al Eishes Ish. And someone who's Mazana with Eishes Ish. Vizoymim in Bas Koyin. Vizoymim of Bas Koyin. Now, the rule is a Bas Koyin is Mazana, she gets Srefa. The one she's Mazana with gets Chen. Let's say someone came into Bezdin. Two agents came to the Bezdin and said, this Bas Koyin was Mazana. Right? And then they wanted to give her Srefa. But then they were Muzam. So what's the din over there? The din is that they don't get the Hazama for Srefa, they get the Hazama for Chenek. Ubayla, and also the one who's Mazana with her gets Chenek. Let's just see the Rashis. Eilhein Anachnakim, Mamre Alpi Bezdin. Kumoy Mamre Mehisim Im Hashem. You were rebellious with Hashem. What does he do?
Even if the testimony was only on her.
Even if it's only on her, exactly. So they're still going to get chenek.
Right, that's like the end of.
Hiti Sarev, Leibayla, and Zaymel, you don't Achil La
Achil. This is the place where Machias.
Right, this is why Machias, right, exactly. Could have thought. Let's just one second, where he's holding. Zaymel's coin. Abel Pishayim, Ho Yu Machayiv, and Isis Trefa. Even though they're Mechayiv or Srefa, ain't going out with Misa. They don't get judged only with Misa. Shoy Mechayiv in Leboil. Zainu Chenik, that's Chenik. Kishar Baal Eshetish. Like a regular someone who's Mizano's Eshetish. Kinefarish Kra, Hiti Sarif, Leboil. And not her, or someone she's Mizano with. Zaymel Yafina Mikasha Zam, Lassis Lachiv. Lachiv, Leilachoy Sayin. His brother, not for his sister. Uboyla, Benesua Bas Chayin Kamari. Someone when she's in Nesua, Avarusa, Boyla Beskila, but someone who's in Mizana with a Arusa, not Rasa, is going to get Skiba. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Mm-hmm. I need a new volume.